The Broncos' running game was hit with a string of injuries and took a step back in 2016, finishing 27th in the league, averaging just under 93 yards per game. After Week 7, when starter C.J. Anderson was lost for the season, Denver turned to rookie running back Devontae Booker. His season, much like most rookies, was filled with learning moments and ups and downs. Booker, though, finished the year with a promising game, finding the end zone twice against the Raiders, heading into the offseason on a high note.
I haven't had no break at all since, you know, I don't know the last time. When I got drafted here, I'm just here grinding from 5:30 in the morning, you know, all the way until practice ends and even after practice. So, you know, just really now me knowing what it takes to be in this league, you know, I'm be more prepared.
Another young running back who really saw his first game action this season was Capri Bibbs. The second-year back was just gaining steam when a high ankle sprain left him on IR.
At the wrong time of the year, had that been, you know, any other time of the season, I don't get IR, you know, like they let me get healthy and come back and play, but since it was so late in the season, they have to do what they have to do, and I respect the organization for that, too. All I want to do is work harder than I worked last offseason, and that's all I want to put my head down and do. Work harder than I did last offseason so I get more progression than I had last offseason.
Bibbs heads into the offseason as an exclusive rights free agent, and also in the Broncos' backfield, fullbacks Juwan Thompson and Andy Janovich, as well as veteran Justin Forsett. For Broncos TV, I'm Phil Maloney.